That's right. Let's celebrate and thank Him for that power. That power that is of You, God, through Your name. Believe that too. Every chain can be broken. It's an honor to have Brother and Sister Bowie with us in services this weekend. Back home, they attended APC for a number of years, a time ago. We're very thankful for their influence, and there is much love and respect for this family. Of course, Brother Chris Bowie and His family continues to contribute to the kingdom of the Lord here in various ways. Would you stand together with me as this army is being formed that we were singing about just a moment ago, and I believe it is an army of the Lord. God situates and anoints voices to give direction to that army. We're going to hear such a voice today. You know, as the leader of this church, I am cautious about who stands behind this pulpit. There is thought given to that. Without hesitancy, I want this voice that we're going to hear today to sound to us whatever needs to be sounded. An alarm, a directive, a strategy. Brother Bowie, we thank God for you and Sister Bowie, and we thank God for the ministry that He has given to you. And I know that you have a word of direction for us today. Let's receive Brother Buddy Bowie. We welcome you, Brother Bowie, back home.
He is a wonderful God. He meets with us, even though we're inattentive. He's still there. For the moment that we will recognize His presence and speak back to Him. I used to be in an army, and it has risen up on occasion. But there is a greater army of believers today. And it is about time for us to rise up and recognize the power that is in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Would you clap your hands and shout unto glory? In the name of the Lord, we praise You, Savior. We love You, Lord. We magnify Your name, O God. Great is our God. Great is our God. You may be seated. God bless you. It is our honor, Sister Bowie and I, to be in the house of the Lord. It's a little peculiar this morning because we're in the house of the Lord with several Bowie families, one of which is brand new. The shine has hardly gone off. Brother and Sister Kenan Bowie. My goodness. I've really gotten used to Brother and Sister Chris, and I've gotten used to Jay and Angel, and now I'll have to get used to Kenan and Dolly Madison. But it's good to be in the house of APC and in the house of the Lord. How about you? Isn't this a wonderful presence of the Lord here today? Oh my, He's in the house today. He's touching hearts. He's moving my spirit already. I'm excited. I want to worship Him a little bit. I want to praise Him and glorify His name and exalt Him and magnify Him. Because He is worthy of all of that praise, and to give Him honor and acknowledgement as Savior and King. And of course, it's so wonderful to be with the Williffords, who are more than brothers and sisters in the Lord. They are such friends, and then I trust Brother Williford with my ministry and with some of my thoughts, which I don't want everybody to hear, but I trust him. And I will tell you today unequivocally that you have an invaluable gift from God in the Williffords. And even before Pastor said anything about the seriousness of this place here, I was going to also mention that there have been so many powerful men of God who have stood behind this pulpit. From Brother Branding to Brother Black to others to Steve Williford for a number of years. I still believe we're as apostolic as APC ever was. We still believe truth. We're still going to hold on to the truth. We're going to preach truth. We're going to rejoice in truth. We're going to let the word of the Lord be ministered to us as we are open vessels to the presence of God. Amen? Would you stand with me as we honor the word of the Lord in Psalm 33? A lot of people in their Bible reading been looking at Psalms 33 and reading the first three verses. It simply says this to us: rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for whom? For the upright. Anybody redeemed in here today? Anybody forgiven today? Anybody washed in the blood of the Lamb? Anybody full of His Spirit? Anybody baptized in His name? You qualify. Praise is comely. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with the psaltery and the instruments of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. We're apostolics. We do some unusual things. But it's because we want to obey the word of God. Praise is comely. I like to go over the Message sometime. I don't know actually who wrote it, but I really love the way it expresses sometimes. I know I'm not going to go there for doctrine, don't worry, but it simply says things like this: good people cheer God. Right living people sound best when they're praising. Use guitars to reinforce your hallelujahs. Play His praise on a grand piano, not some little dinky electronic thing. Praise the Lord on a grand piano. Invent your own song. Amen. I don't need to copy you. He's blessed my heart. He's filled my heart. I have a song. You've got a song. We all qualify. Praise is comely. Oh, while you're doing it, give Him a trumpet fanfare. Ta-da, ta-da. My voice is incapable of loudness maybe today. I don't know. I'll prove that wrong in a little bit. Are you ready to praise? It's comely. Are you ready to praise? Would you lift up your voices right now and give Him praise? Lord Jesus, we need Your touch, Your anointing, Your power, oh God. Minister Spirit, Lord, we pray right now, dear Jesus. We give You glory. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, move into this place right now, Lord Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We magnify Your name. Speak to us, Lord. I am simply a vessel. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody clap your hands and shout to Him. Hallelujah. We love You, Lord. Glory. Glory. Glory! Glory! Woo. Hallelujah! You may be seated. She was a very slight lady. She wasn't very tall. She sat over in this area of the church in New York City. Very, very common, would blend in with the crowd. She was a Jamaican. I thought she was elderly then, but she's just this little lady who came to church, didn't say much to anybody. Her name was Sister Owita Clark. And on occasion, she proved that she was an unreserved, spontaneous worshiper. It didn't really matter what you were doing. But when the Lord touched her, she would more often than not do this. Hold on to your ears. Maybe right as we are changing the order of the service, we're moving from offering to praise, or we're moving from offering to the message. It would often be a quiet moment. This little vessel over on my left would simply say, "Hallelujah!" I didn't know why it was hallelujah time. And it really didn't matter, because when the Holy Ghost began to move on her heart, she recognized that praise was appropriate. Praise was suitable. Praise was right. Glory and worship anytime, any place, any moment. Praise is comely. I often joke with Sister Bowie that we need to install defibrillators for the guests who sit around Sister Clark. But the unique thing about that loud hallelujah was that it harmonized with my spirit. Maybe I wasn't prepared for an out loud hallelujah. But as soon as she said it, I wanted to say it. As soon as she started doing this, got to hold on to my glasses. As soon, I don't know, brother pastor, why she rocked back and forth. But when I saw her do it, I wanted to try it. Oh, come on, child of God. It's time. An hour of the church is here for praise and worship to be automatic, to be spontaneous and glorious. Praise is comely. Just thinking back this week on my experiences at APC, and I had the honor of teaching the Bible class on Sunday morning, and Sunday evening testimony service, or Wednesday testimony, or whenever we had it. I remember a gentleman in the middle of the crowd. I was sitting in the orchestra, and George would get up. I know there are two Georges. I'm not sure which George I had, but it was George Vassell. He would get up. Is he Armenian? Is that his Armenian gentleman? And he had been baptized with the Holy Ghost. And when he stood up, he didn't testify in a sophisticated manner. He just began to explain how much he loved God and what God has done for him and the majesty and glory of God and the mercy and grace. And he didn't impress anybody looking at him physically or intellectually, but as soon as he began to testify, we all began to react to it, because, George, praise is still comely. Hallelujah. Praise is proper. Praise is appropriate. Praise is beautiful. Praise is graceful. Praise is decent. Praise is both becoming to God and becoming to His children. Praise is right at any time. I don't know if it was a special Sunday night at APC, but it is one of the most profound services I have been ever in my entire life. I don't know if we had any special speakers or not. That's not what I wanted to remember. But I wanted to remember that that particular night, the orchestra began to play, "There Shall Be Light in the Evening Time. The path to glory ye shall surely find." It is the waterway. It is the light today. Baptized in Jesus. Yeah. Praise and worship is comely. It is the waterway. It is the light today. Baptized in Jesus' name. Young and old, repent of all your sins. Then the Holy Ghost will enter in. The evening time has come. Hey, it's time for light in the evening. It's a fact, Jack, that God and Christ are one. Maybe the Jack might not be there. I'm telling you what. We need often to stop listening or paying attention to who the preacher is, but paying closer attention to what the Word is saying. All that can happen to me is for me to be used by Him. I can inspire you out of a paper bag, but the Word should induce worship. The Word should excite you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It is not disputed in words. It is not worked out. It is not mathematically proved. You have to believe it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Anybody understanding the oneness of God today? As soon as Scripture is quoted, there should be something inside of Holy Ghost-filled people that is beginning to urge worship and urging praise. Glory. One of the words that is often used, Hebrew words, interchangeably with for praise and worship in the English language is halal. Halal. It is a root word of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Halal. Halal is to shine and to boast and to show and to rave and celebrate about God. It is halal to be clamorously foolish in your worship. It is to look ridiculous to the world, but to God, it is beautiful. It is appropriate. It's all together, lovely. Praise and worship. Come on, child of God. Get your arm off the back of the pew and get it in the air. Praise is comely. I look more beautiful or more handsome when I'm praising than when I'm not. Sister Bowie, I'm handsome. One of the great halals of the Word of God is Psalm 150. It's poetical, it's beautiful, it's amazingly inspired words written to God. But if we use only the Hebrew word in place of praise, it is, halal ye the Lord, halal God in His sanctuary, boast about Him, praise Him, rejoice in Him, shine forth in Him. It is very reminiscent of the 1 Peter 2nd chapter, which says, ye are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. Anybody get the idea? You're an holy nation. You are, look around, you are a peculiar bunch. No, that's not what it means. It's not mean that we're weird and unusual and we have six eyes or something. No, it means you are possessed. You have been bought. You are not your own. Anybody feel something already? Know ye not that you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Oh, the rest of that famous quote, chosen generation, royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye might show, halal, halal. Show the praises unto him. Guess what he's done? He's brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on, somebody. How about a little halal? Show forth. Show forth. Show forth the praises. Halal. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. You need to sit down. I can't see the person I'm really preaching to. I can hear it. I know. I hear it. I can hear it right now. You're going to buttonhole me somewhere along the hall. And you say, but Brother Bowie, that's not my personality. That's not the way I respond. It's not my nature to worship God kind of crazy like that. You are so correct, sir or madam. It is not your nature. But are ye not a new creature in Christ Jesus? That's not me. Well, get control of me. Get control of that fleshly. That's an Adamic nature. Our flesh doesn't want to praise or hand clap. And about the time we get a little sweaty, we want to sit down. If we reach that point. It's not your nature. Why don't you let the Holy Ghost take over? Why don't you let that spiritual nature we have, that new nature in Christ Jesus. I know that my flesh doesn't want to praise him. I know that. I've already come to church many times when I didn't want to lift my hand at all. I had, Pastor, my concentration on some problem or some difficulty, and I was so wrapped up in what God hasn't done, I couldn't pay attention to what he's already done. You need to let that spiritual nature take over. Something needs to be cut down. Most of the time, it's the fleshly me that needs to be brought under subjection. Amen? Scripture says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Come on, child of God, if the enemy is not yet defeated, you can be assured that he knows the entire situation already, and he's well able to handle the enemy better than you are. There's no place for striking back. There's no place for revenge. There's no place for all of that stuff. But I'll tell you what's always right at every moment is praise. It is comely. Somebody worship him today and rejoice in his house. Lord, have mercy. Second word is more descriptive than the first. Shabak. Shabak. To shout. To address the Lord in a loud voice and to command in triumph. Oh, clap ye your hands, all ye people. Shabak unto the Lord your God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord is most high. He is terrible. He is awe-inspiring. He is most revered. He is a great king over all the earth. Shout! When we say shout, we're thinking about. And you can do it at the same time. Kind of goes together, doesn't it? When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul It's not my mind. My soul cries out. It's not my humanity. It's that which is eternal in me. It is that soul praise, that soul glory. Come on, somebody. Worship and praise is comely at any time. Give him some. Shabbat! Shout unto the Lord with victory. You're his child. He loves you. He has his hand on you. He knows your purpose for him. I show my age when I talk about comic books. Are there any comic books anymore? I don't know. They're probably not worth looking at if there are. Okay. Take your word for it. But in my day, it seemed like on the back of every comic book, there was a picture of a guy at the beach. And this guy looked like a little shriveled shrimp. You know, he's not very much of a guy. But there's this big, muscular guy standing over him. And what the guy, big guy is doing is kicking sand on him. I'm kind of tired of the devil kicking sand on some shriveling up little Christian who doesn't know who he belongs to and doesn't know who's the winner of the battle in the first place. It doesn't matter how much sand I take. I serve the one that can bury the guy. I serve the one who can overcome. Come on, somebody. We need to stop being the timid little guy on the beach getting sand kicked in their eyes and start standing up. In the name of Jesus, there is authority and power. In the name of Jesus, there is deliverance and redemption and glory. Praise is comely. That got all in the way of my really nice APC story. And I'm sitting in the orchestra, and it's the waterway. Every verse, every chorus. It only took till about the third verse that people are all over the sanctuary started recognizing what was being said. One would pop up over here, pop up back there, back up over here. On the platform, people started popping up. I was playing the saxophone, and I lost a saxophone player next to me. And back over there where there was a baritone guy, I can't remember who that guy's name, that's a color, right? Black. It was Black over there playing, and all of a sudden he just put the baritone down. I cannot tell you how we did it, and maybe some of you remember, but we pushed every chair out of the way. There was not a stick of furniture on the platform. And we were halal and shabakin. Not Chewbacca, shabak. We were praising him. I don't know if anybody else remembers me, but I'm telling you, all of those unspiritual musicians, you know how unspiritual musicians are. I are one. We were dancing, rejoicing, shouting. Everybody was doing something his own way. I remember seeing one of my sons running in the aisle, running up on the platform and down the other side, and I'm going, God must be here. I said one of my sons. We live in some very confusing times, folks. It's unstable. We don't know where to turn. I'm not sure who we look for. Oh, yes, I am. I know where I'm looking. I'm going to lift my sight a little bit. stop looking horizontally. I'm going to start looking unto the hills from which my strength comes. My strength comes from the Lord. Come on, child of God. In confusing times, praise. In troubling times, worship Him. Glorify the name of Jesus. Praise and worship is appropriate at any time. Don't sit there looking at me like that. I might hallelujah when you're not looking. It probably doesn't happen in this church. I've been away for a while, but it probably doesn't happen here to where there, you know, there may be a section in the auditorium that's kind of like mediocre worshipers. You know, mediocre, and if you come late to church, there's likely to be a place to sit there. But we don't have time for mediocrity. We don't have time for half-hearted worship. I need to touch heaven today. I need to somehow be altered today. I don't know what He has for me exactly today, but He's already given me what I ask. And that was a sense of His presence with me and His authority helping me to minister to God's wonderful people. I'm telling you, we don't have any time for mediocrity today. We can't worship half-heartedly anymore. Remember that praise is a reflection of the person or thing or entity you are praising. Scripture says that praise is beautiful because He is beautiful. Praise is holy because He is holy. Praise is graceful and beautiful and handsome regardless of what verbs you use, adjectives you use, but it's that way because He is that. And every time on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night, stop categorizing when we're having service and recognize the God of the service is here every time for the miraculous and for the powerful and for the glorious. The Hebrew word that is also used is barak. B-A-R-A-C, Barak. I didn't spell it right, K. Barak, it means to, somebody of you ready? Well, I got to go back to the 21st century to get people to understand that we actually do this. Kneel down. Praise and worship is to bow down. Praise and worship is to submit yourself to His authority. Praise and worship can even get worse. It's prostrate before Him. He's almighty. I'm fleshly. He's strength. I'm weakness. Somebody listening to me, it's not just shouting loud. It's not just showing forth praise. Sometimes it's getting down and acknowledging I am lost without Him. I can't go any further without You, Lord. This is my barak worship. This is my worship unto You, Lord. Come on, child of God. Submission is a high principle of the Word of God. We worship with our offerings. We worship with our talents and abilities. We worship with our time. We worship and serve Him and give Him glory. One scripture that uses the word barak there is, I will worship the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His tehillah shall continually be in my mouth. Tehillah, a personal song of praise. Oh, child of God. Have you blessed him today that you're breathing in and breathing out? Have you blessed him today that your heartbeat is somewhere near normal? Are you blessing the Lord today? And is there a tequila? I didn't say tequila. Is there a tequila in your heart to give him? It doesn't have to sound good to anybody else. I think the only reason we harmonize and sing in the same key in church is because it doesn't sound good otherwise to us. But I think if we were all in separate keys, God would love every moment of it. Did you hear me? Don't look at that person down the row. And when you're driving home with your wife, start complaining about they were off a half note or three and a half notes, or they weren't even on the scale today. Were they singing? Yes, they were praising him. They were worshiping him. It's not how you sound. It's not any judgment of us about how you praise. Come on, somebody, join the preacher for a little bit of praise. It's comely. It's right. It's appropriate. Oh, my. I don't know how much we sing it anymore, but it was kind of one of those intermediate songs between the Praise the Lord hymnal and the new tempos, the new words and things we sing. It's kind of caught in the middle, but I kind of like it. It simply says this: I've been loosed, I've been set free. Pardon me while I have a jubilee. Okay, time out. Have you forgotten you've been set free? Have you forgotten you've been loose? The choir, the chorale begin to sing to us. Break every chain. Break every chain. You don't get it. Come on, APC. We are in the liberty of God this morning. You can praise him as you will. Pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee. Let the Holy Ghost touch your feet. Let the Holy Ghost touch your feet. Woo! Glory. Glory. Oh! You may be seated. I'm almost done, I promise you. Tell me that I promised you after church, okay? Very quickly, there are yada, not yada, yada, yada. There are yada and toda. Both are expressions of worship unto God with your hands. Yada. I lift my hands and praise him. Yada. Come on, I know your hands weigh a ton this morning. Yada. Yada. You're under arrest. I saw, keep your hands up. What is this, easy praise or something? Yada. I like that, Pastor. That's about 100% participation. You got it, Mike. Want to rejoice in that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yada!
Some of you got it.
Toda is different. It's this. It's an acknowledgement of adoration. I catch myself. I don't guess I have looked and studied in this area for a long time, but I say, God, I now know what I'm doing. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was doing this. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I acknowledge who you are and what I need from you. Toda, says God, you are King Eternal. I am only a member in the body. You are authority and power, your glory and honor. You're sovereign and holy. You are righteous and perfect. Somebody, Toda, somebody, Yada. Glory, child of God. Would you worship him one more time? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I read not long ago about this mother. She was having trouble getting her son out of bed for church. After several times, she resorted to a taser. No, I know, I just heard about Esther and Jezebel. I think, I don't know where this lady is on that scale, but she couldn't get him out of bed. She resorted to a taser. Okay, mediocre worshipers, wherever you are, be warned. We know where you are. We're coming after you. And we want to convince. All I'll say about that is that the Holy Ghost constraineth us. Do we have to do that? Sounds a little extreme. The mother-son relationship could have been injured. Nothing, no one, pastor, minister of God can compel your worship. It is a free will offering. It is an acknowledgement of what he has done. It is a shout unto God in victory. It is a kneel down heart and a submissive spirit. It is a new song unto him of praise and glory. It is kneeling down. It is throwing our body in front of him and saying, God, without you, we are nothing. Nothing can be accomplished without it. Church, more than anything in 2018, the world needs to be in the presence of worshipers. Would you stand with me today? This is a house of praise. When you come here, we call it a service. We do not hold services for you. Anybody with me? We have a wrong idea about service. The service is to come and serve us. Say something, preacher, that is so spectacular I can't ignore it. Say something so funny and humorous that you get my attention. Finally, no, we have come to this service to serve him. It is not my service. It's his service. If I did good today, I often don't have the words of response. I don't know what to say back because what's it me anyway? It wasn't me anyway. It was him. I allowed him. Pastor allows him. Brother Nathan, Brad, the ministers of God. We are only used of him. And most of the time only when we haven't stopped up the conduit. Sometimes we're on our own and we recognize it pretty fast. It's just a simple question. I'm at home today. I love this place. I love you. The face has changed, but the spirit is the same. The truth is rejoicing, but I've got to tell you, who are you serving today? And has he been served appropriately today? Have you bowed down? Have you forgot about the cares of tomorrow or yesterday? Have you acknowledged that there is no heaven without him? There is no hope without his grace and his mercy. There is no security without the presence and power of Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Ghost working in us. This is his service. You were supposed to serve him. Even our songs, and I understand them, but I was looking at Come and Dine, and it says Jesus has a table spread. I understand what they're saying about that, but that's not what I want to do today. I don't want to just pick and choose off of God's buffet. I don't want to say, no, I don't like that. I don't want to pick and choose from God's blessings. I want to be sure he was blessed and he was worshiped and he was praised. If you haven't done it yet, I entreat you to praise and worship him. Would you lift your voice right now and glorify him? Come on, somebody. Shout with Shabbat. Shout unto the Lord in victory and power. Come out from where you are and begin to rabak, begin to tehillah, begin to give God praise and worship. Come on, child of God, lift up your voice. Yada, toda, with hands and rejoicing in the house of God. Come on and join us around this altar area. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yada! Toda! Yada! Toda! Come on, praise him. Come on, lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all ye people. Give a hallelujah in the sanctuary of the Lord. Glory. Glory.
nation, power and honor to myself and my name, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Yes. Yes.
No one is going to need to write us a script, certainly for the rest of this day, and I hope for the rest of our lives, to say, praise now, praise this, say that. I believe, and I want to be guilty of the question that was asked on the day of Pentecost. What does this mean? So there will always be questions about freedom of truth and praise. Our idea is not to answer the question. Our idea is to praise the Lord God Almighty. He will take care, either himself or through us, of answering any question that comes because of our praise and worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. That sound right there, when Doug, who cannot speak, hear or see, makes a sound. I'm just telling you, it makes me rejoice and it makes me cringe at the same time. Woo. I have those faculties. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 God, you don't have to write us a script. You don't have to write us praises. You've already written it in our hearts. Hallelujah. 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 I was right over here and I felt the inspiration and instruction of the Lord. Just encourage somebody to let praise out in situations where you have normally been restrained. If you feel like a hallelujah as you're driving down a roadway, the presence of the Lord comes upon you wherever and whenever you are. Go ahead and let that voice of praise out. Sometimes there doesn't even have to be anybody else around for us to feel a little intimidated. They're going to wonder what I'm saying and who I'm saying it to, because there's nobody else in this vehicle right now. He's worthy. Thank you, Brother Bowie, for a voice of praise. Hallelujah. Along with that clapped hand, would you use your voice right now to give thanks to the Lord? Lord, we do thank you for your word today. We do thank you for your directive today. We're thankful for your goodness, and we're thankful for the freedom and the ability and the opportunity and the knowledge to be able to thank you and praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We're not dismissing that. Hallelujah. Whoa.